Hello, and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXEI, and today you'll be hearing a conversation with Melissa Fratello and Rihanna Johnson, co-founders of Feminist Bird Club Tucson. What is your organization's mission and vision?
We are part of a network of clubs with the Feminist Bird Club. And the Feminist Bird Club's mission is to make birding accessible for everybody. So that includes LGBTQ plus people, people of color, and women. So as part of the Tucson chapter, we are trying to make birding accessible to the people who live in Southern Arizona and in Tucson.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
I hope it's okay if I go into a little bit of the background of why an organization like Feminist Bird Club is necessary. The space held by birders can feel really intimidating and elitist. So it's our intention to just create this space. And after 3 years now, we are meeting new people every time, people that are out birding for the first time that maybe don't feel that they belong in a more traditional birding space.
Some of the really specific things that we do to make it accessible for everybody, we have birding books that we keep with us and binoculars. We also make sure that we ask people's pronouns at the beginning of every meeting. And then we highlight that you don't have to just see the birds to appreciate the birds. You can hear the birds. You can be near a bird. We try to say, like, we're not bird watching. We are going birding. We also try and make sure that our bird times are available for people who have different physical abilities. So this is wheelchair accessible, or this is what the path is going to be. And so we try and alternate where we have our birding trips.
Can you share the highlights of one of your programs that help you execute your mission?
We have a monthly bird outing. Every second Sunday, we meet somewhere in Southeast Arizona, sometimes close and sometimes as far away as Whitewater Draw. Between December and mid-March, 30 to 40,000 sandhill cranes migrate through Whitewater Draw, and it is so weird and wonderful. And they make this really wild sound. They sound like dinosaurs.
Oodle, oodle, oodling in the sky.
Yeah. There's also yellow-headed blackbird murmurations. That's when a lot of birds are in one group and they're flying, and so you can see them as a cluster.
And often it's to evade predators that are flying through and trying to pick out one single bird, but when the birds move as a unit, it's a lot harder for those predators to pick one out.
How can people find out more about Feminist Bird Club Tucson?
You know, if people want to know where our next walk is being held, our Instagram page at fbc.tucson is the best way to find us. We have an email listserv. We welcome people. Please don't think that you have to have birding experience to show up.
You just heard a conversation with Rihanna Johnson and Melissa Fratello from Feminist Bird Club of Tucson. Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.